What's up, guys? It's Britt Rose. This is the sixth episode of my podcast, Faith for the Outlaws. And today I wanted to talk about embracing who you are. And some people never actually embrace that. They get older and they are insecure and they have issues going through life because they don't know who they really are. But that's why we're going to talk about it. If it's you, then you came to the right spot. What do you want to be in life? Because it's good to have mentors. It's good to look up to people. It's good to even have someone that you want to mold yourself after. But it's bad to try to be somebody else. It's bad to try to put yourself into a box. Who do you really want to be? What do you really want? Because your answer shouldn't be a person's name at all. It should be you, the vision you have for yourself. What did God create you to do and create you to be? Live your life for you and not for anybody else. And don't let the fear of being judged, rejected, or disliked stop you from being yourself. Because there is only one you. There's only one original version, and the original version is the best. That's you. You're not a copy. And if you're like me, you feel like you've always been different your whole life. And maybe when you were younger, you struggled with it. You didn't want to fully be yourself at times because you felt like people were going to judge you. But isn't it nice to grow up and know that? Because I embrace who I am now. I'm very open about anything I feel or want to do. I'm like, well, this is what it is. I'm going to be extra here. I feel this way. I'm going to do this. You can think it's weird, funny, this, that. And I just really don't care because I'm still enjoying my life and living my life. But some people never get to that point or that level of confidence because they haven't really developed who they want to be, or they still care too much what other people think. And that is the most dangerous thing that you can do. And it holds you back from your dreams and your visions for yourself. And the reason I'm talking about this is because sometimes when I do the things that I do, somebody will be like, oh my gosh, you're so bold. I could never do that. You just don't care. Like, yeah, I don't, because when I used to care, I would get disappointed and I wouldn't be able to be fully myself and it would make me sad. So I had to stop caring. And it's the best thing. It's so freeing because God doesn't want me in a box. He wants me to be myself. And the cool thing about God is he doesn't make one person the same. We're all different. We all have our own unique gifts. We all have our own talents. So your gift may not be my gift and vice versa. Like maybe you do well at this and I don't, or I can do this and you don't. But that's great. That's what's beautiful about it. Cause if we were all the same, how boring would that be? So that's why whatever your personal gift is, whatever your dream is, your goal, don't let anybody's words or thoughts even get in the way, even a little bit of what you want to do, because who cares? At the end of the day, we're all going to the same place. So does it really matter what they think? Why would you stop living your life and what you really want in your heart because of a little thought that someone might think? Like, who cares? Focus on loving yourself to accept yourself, but more importantly, focus on how awesome the love is that God has for you, because we love God because he first loved us. And when you're focused on God's love, everything else kind of gets blurry, you know? And when you focus on stuff like that, you develop more connected relationships, you treat yourself better, you're able to find your passion, you start appreciating yourself, and you start blossoming into the person that you're meant to be. And when you're taking care of yourself and treating yourself good, you can take care of others the right way. But really soul search, what is the vision I have for myself? What is the vision and the clear picture I have in my heart? For example, if you want to be a best-selling author, wake up in the morning, I am a best-selling author. Say it, believe it, know it. Who cares what other people think? Who cares if you're weird? Embrace all of that because it's beautiful and God thinks it's beautiful too. And you can lead more people to God by embracing who you really are. And he made you that way for a reason. We are all beautiful artists in our own way. I hope you enjoy the rest of this week and I will talk to you next Thursday.